that I decided to start dating. So I can't say a whole lot. I can tell you what I saw with my friends. And unfortunately, for some of my friends, they were the one that had more money than the men. And the men were sitting in the house while she's running the house, taking care of her kids. Her child's father's not helping her. She's taking care of everything, and he's sitting in the house living off of her.
I understand what you're saying, but
I'm not saying that's every case, but that's a lot of what I saw.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, I gotta say this. I ain't gonna lie. I don't mean it in no disrespectful way. I'm gonna be honest. I remember when I used to hear stories like, I wonder why I could have never got that lucky, because everybody I got with, I had to handle my business. I didn't get that lucky being able to sit up and watch BET Raps all day and play, and play PlayStation or Ghost Recon or whatever was going on. So I had to work.
I was like,
can I please meet somebody that tells me? And then on the back end of it, I'm looking at it as a man and say, why would you want to be in a position to where you sit at home and you're like, oh, I hope a baby get paid. Maybe I can possibly get these Jordans. I mean, where's your pride at to be able to get your own and handle your business and go out and punch into a clock every day?
Well, hold on. But see, my thing is, like, Sony, like, with your friends, and you said you seen your friends doing this.
Yes.
I seen my sisters doing the same thing that you seen your friends doing. Mm-hmm. But you know the one thing that my grandma said to me and made me really understand what it was?
What?
They're only doing what you allow them to do.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with that, and I will say this.
And see, that's the thing that people don't understand. Ain't nobody, if you continue to allow somebody to do something, guess what they're going to do? They feel that you comfortable. I'm comfortable with doing it because you're not saying nothing about me doing it.
See, you know what? I got three girls, so I can say this. I told my daughter straight up. You meet a guy, and if he's got kids, I mean, you know, people have a life before you. I understand that. But my thing would be, okay, Joe Blow got a kid. No problem. What kind of relationship does he have with the kid? Well, the baby's mama just said, if he's taking care of the kid, well, nah, he figured, if he, okay, so what makes you think if you have a kid with this dude, you're going to be any better than the last person?
You know why? I can tell you what it is. As a woman, some of us are actually trained to make a man a better man.
Well, then I tell you what I tell my daughter. You go ahead and make him better. Then when you broke, don't call me for a damn thing because I ain't doing it.
Exactly.
Go back to that man that you're making better. Because you sure as hell ain't going to make me worse by taking my money to help take care of something that one don't work for me.
I can hear you now, Bob.
Because the one thing I trained my daughters was this. The only man I ever want you to have to ever depend on in life besides the Lord is me. There ain't no other man out there that you got to sell your soul to make your life better.
If
he ain't got his life together by now, whether he done been to jail or he gets fired every week or when he get a job, a child support, that's not your problem. Because he should have had that together before he came your way.
Now, when Sonya talks about her friends, I always want to crop dust this a little bit. We're not talking about black people.
No, we're not. If you do, guys, I've got to jump in on this. And Sonya, you make some good points, but Mark, you made an excellent point. Sonya, it's not, and this is where women fall vulnerable a lot of times. Say, you know, I can make this guy better. I see some potential in him. It's not your job to do that. Because if it's not in him, see, it has to be within him. You can't make him better. He has to want to be better. He wants to be the man.
There's a discriminatory part to that, William, and you're right, but here's a discriminatory part, and I'll say it against the men. We meet a woman out there, and people say, well, man, she was kind of wild back in the day. You can't make a blank a housewife. So what makes you think you can make a thief an honest citizen?
Exactly right. And let's get back to what it is. And I can see Sonya's point because obviously she is a compassionate person. Okay. And she says, okay, I see some potential in this person. But then this person that you see potentially keep disappointing. You said, no, I'm going to help him you know, I care about this person here. I might be in love with, but I don't know what it is. Hold on. But what I'm saying is, and I'm really not faulting the women. I'm faulting the guys that come in and they come in and they take advantage. Because you got some guys come in and try to take advantage of women, and they do it every day. They do it every day. You got predators. This is, I see a vulnerable woman, okay, and guess what? Shucks, I can come in and lay up there, and I can go out and do whatever I want to do because guess what? She's going to forgive me every step of the way because she, you know, he already knows the game. He already knows that this woman is buying into his bull crap. He already knows that. There are cons. You already know, role mama. I already know. And some of these no good men out here.
But you can't.
I can't say they're on, not.
Can you fully blame the man? Because
I ain't fully.
Hold on.
Because you didn't let me finish.
Every day we meet everybody representative.
Guess what? You didn't let me finish. There are definitely no good women out here. But let's not mix apples and oranges here. The focus is on men that are taking advantage of vulnerable women because they want to help them. And the only person that's being helped is that clown that is coming in. And so I understand your position, especially some of you. I absolutely do, okay? And if you have another point, please finish that because I want to hear everything you have to say. Then we'll go around the panel, okay?
I do want to give another example. I'm not saying every woman I know is taking care of somebody or has taken care of somebody. I know women that also are the ones, when, as soon as you start dating them, they ask, so can you go ahead and pay my light bill this month? Can you go ahead and pay my water bill? I do know a mixture. So I'm not going to say, you know, the females in my life are the ones taking care of everybody. I got a mixture of females in my life that do different things. Mm-hmm. The first ones I was talking about is the ones that I've seen take care of people. And I can honestly say just about every last one of those women, when they got fed up, they got, like the song says, when a woman's fed up, it's over.
Oh, and I was saying from your first group of people, females that you're talking about, it's just they allow that person to do until because, they got fed up.
And I'll tell you why we allow it. We allow it to happen. Yes, we care. But in that same instance, and see, this is where I'm going to bring it back to something I've said before. Society dictates we are not supposed to date somebody when they've already made it. We have to date on the premise of the potential of them making it. So that's society. Until we realize that person is not going to be that potential that we see, we're not going to be there. And that's when we decide we're going to leave. Or we see that even though they're going to be that potential, we're not sticking around because of all the other stuff we have to deal with in that relationship.
Right. And let me just share something else with you. Okay, Roman, I know he's jumping in the bits. Roman, I promise you. Brother, you can come in next, I promise you. There's something deeper going on here. When you're living in, you have to understand, we'll talk about things that happens on the surface. Please, there's some psychological things that affect us and kind of mold us into certain thinkings and feelings, right? If you are in an abusive situation long enough, somehow your mental capacity adapts to that. It's sort of like that, what that syndrome we were thinking about? Oh, my God. There's a people that survivors. Have been captive. What was that? Baby?
Survivors.
No, it's another syndrome of that. What happens is if you are held captive long enough, you started even siding with the people that are here holding you captive.
I mean, because after a while, you got to, regardless of how long they kept you captive. They done fed
you. Well, you convinced for a while, you adapt to it, and you figure that's the norm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Is
it
cabin fever?
But, William, the one thing I will say is this. And I mean, I see it firsthand.
This is deep.
I can say this when it's you. I can say this when it's to some point when it's been myself. The first thing a person don't look at, they don't value their worth.
That's you it, see, Mark.
And my thing is going to be this.
He's right.
He's right. Looking at my worth. Because, see, you know, even here in Houston, and William, we got to talk off air. But even in Houston, you see a lot of the single women out there who are now in their 40s, going into their 50s, they say the same thing. I'm looking for somebody that's going to wine and dine me and take care of me and all. Well, that's all great, but you mean to tell me you ain't had that for the other 30 years of your life? Because you ain't bringing all that in here on me.
Hold on.
I mean, hey, whatever didn't go down the first time, that's your business. I would be looking for normalcy. Part of going out and taking a person out and so that's part of normalcy. But now you trying to make a person make up for lost time?
Mark.
Yeah.
All right. I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. You said for the last 30 years, because in their 40s, because I'm in my 40s and
well,
I'm with the love of my life.
Let's
so,
say it's in their 50s.
Yeah. But either way, we're late. We know this. We're late. But can you honestly say in your 20s, you had the mental capacity to understand what is needed in a relationship to stick with it and to stay by its side the whole time? Because
okay,
I'll be
honest with you to that question.
Okay.
You know, having daughters, I told them straight up. An individual usually doesn't even start to think about maturity until they're 30 years old.
Right.
So all the stuff that you want to do and running around, traveling, especially with my daughters, they like to go. I say, you better get it out now. I say, because you mess around, somehow something don't happen that way, then you're going to try to play catch up. It don't work. Hey, get whatever you got out of your system. Get it out of there.
Hey, Sid,
You know what? You go into it again. I understand what you're saying, but see, for me, I guess because I went into the military, stationed in Long Beach. I seen it firsthand with the results of a lot of stuff.
Save me, son.
I could see a whole lot of what could be, and you're right. I'm not saying by all means, it's like I said, I put a lot of it on the men too. I'm not saying that it's all women, all the women's fault. But what I will say is this. You meet a guy and he already got 3 or 4 kids and he only 26 years old. What's the chances of making you think he didn't hit the home run with you the home run hitter? You're just another stop as a safety net. Because like I told my daughters, hey, he ain't gave a damn about the kids he already got. What makes you think if he has one with you, that child's going to be treated any better?
Or it could be that he realized after having those 3 or 4 kids that's
that
not
he needs to get with you because child support is killing him when it's checking.
No,
he needs somebody to help.
No, because you have men that have 3 or 4 kids that, you know, after their relationship with those mothers or that mother, they realize this is not the life I want to sit at home and be at home.
My nephew lives in Richmond. Hell of a football player. Actually, a brief period of time, made it for about a year. Mm-hmm. He ended up getting a really good job with the power company in Richmond.
Dominion
Power. So then, when he found out after having 2 kids by 2 different women, he realized, man, this child support ain't no joke.
So he
calls me one day, and he gets to talking about it. I said, hey, man, where's the tallest building in Richmond? He said, Dominion Power Building. He said, why? What do you think I should do? I said, go down there and go to the top and jump off. Because ain't nobody, I mean, you done already created your own massacre for yourself. Because you keep having these kids, and you don't realize the cost to have this.
But I hope
there's a responsibility that comes along with this.
But sometimes as men, sometimes with that child support thing, sometimes it could just be a spiteful female, and then she'll do it just out of spite.
I got a coworker right now. A coworker who makes very good money. Sat and talked to me Friday, and he said, man, I'm going to have to go to work at night because I got to get me a job during the day because my girl, she just took me back to court again, and, man, I can't afford this.
But, see, then you got some.
She was doing that out of spite.
But, see, you're correct. But you got some females that'll give you the chance to get it together before they even get them people involved.
And you're 100% right, too.
But then you also, then you also got the female that's just going to be nasty off the rip. I'm going to take you up for this and don't even give me a chance. Don't even give you a chance to even prove yourself to be a father or whatever.
Well, see, that's because where the only people that suffer for that realistically, the only people that suffer for that is the kids.
And see,
because see, the man be so pissed off, he don't want to have nothing to do with nobody.
But between man and woman, you gotta also know what you're dealing with.
Time out. Because I gotta speak on this one. My son's father has one child older than my child. When we got together, we had been together for years. When we got to the point that I got pregnant, that's when our relationship died. Literally, the day I told him I was pregnant is the day our relationship died. 6 months later, I had that child. How long after that 6 months am I supposed to wait for you to realize that you're going to be a father when in the 6 months for appointments and getting ready and doing everything that needed to be done, you weren't there? Then the day of the birth, which was planned, you were not there.
He should have expected that because he already knew he already won't shit.
Well, here was the thing, and this is my opinion.
I'm sorry, but that's
responsibility.
I can say this now because he and I have a better relationship now, but I was that person. I did not sit there and say, hey, I need you to be a dad.
I don't know.
But my situation was I told him, this is my child no matter what. What are you going to do? When he decided he wasn't going to do, he got put on child support.
Oh, no. No, Sonia, I agree. Check this out. This has always been my thing, and I'll take it to my grave. Person give you an opportunity to handle your business, and they got to go to the outside man because you ain't doing your job, then that's on you.
Hey, look. My son's mother tried that with me. Listening to everybody outside. So when she went to those people and requested that she get child support from me, she got the worst rude awakening of them all.
And that was?
When them people told her, we can't touch what he get. You be lucky if he want to help you take care of your child.
You know, I tell you what.
My thing was, you ain't never give me a chance. And I was prepared when I was like 12 when my sister had my nephew. My sister had her first kid. Like,
yeah.
I was doing things, you know what I'm saying? Like, then I had two nieces after that. Like,
I hear you loud and clear, but let's go back to Sonia's point. Wait a minute, hold it. It wasn't, every situation is different. You got some people that will step up whether they're under child support or not, but you have some people that will not.
It's a choice at the end of the day with any individual.
No.
My question was, how long is she supposed to give you?
She ain't.
Well, no. You know, I'll be straight up. If a woman, if a guy, female were together, she comes out pregnant. Now, if there was some indiscretions involved, and hey, I don't know, then y'all need to handle that in a different scenario. But if you guys were together, as a man, you know that's your child. At that point, you're supposed to set yourself up in a position where you know, hey, I got another life that I got to be responsible for. I need to handle my business.
I mean, but also we come from our generation. Come from me coming up and everything, and everybody, mostly all my friends.
Right.
We had to learn to be fathers because we didn't have that.
Okay, but that's not the point.
Oh, no. That has a lot to do with a lot of people stepping up and being fathers. Because when you ain't have it, you don't know how to be one.
But the point is, if you with this woman, and you got, well, hold on. Okay, you guys are dating. You having great fun. you might be living together, whatever it is, right? And you are by her side up until the point that she gets pregnant, and then all of a sudden you want to abandon her?
I didn't say that was your situation. But that's that guy. That's that. He made that decision.
That's what we're talking about right there. There's a lot of those guys out there.
But they ain't used the female.
What? Oh, really? Everything was convenient before that happened?
No. And the same thing goes for the female. It was convenient for her to lay there and get
No. I will not buy into that. Hold on, Roma. There are. Hold on.
When you make a plan, y'all go half on it. Y'all both take that same risk at that same time. When y'all create that kid.
Right.
You don't know what you going to be when that kid come out. Because there's a chance that you can walk away from it. Regardless of knowing that everybody ain't ready for it. Well, and you have that choice.
Yeah, you got a choice of not laying up with that woman, knowing the risk.
Don't nothing happen unless she allows you to go there.
Look here, I'm not coming to you as a saint. All right?
You blaming men for everything.
No, I'm not. Because there are some females out here that there are some females out here that are users, okay? They are abusers. They will take advantage of men. There are some out here, but we are not talking about. Let's handle one subject at a time. Let's talk about a decent female that believed that she was in a relationship.
But if she couldn't recognize that the man, hold on.
Hey, look here. Hey, this is not Fox News.
But if we don't talk over another one,
can I finish what I was about to say? Then you are welcome to respond, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The point that I'm saying is, man, woman, I don't care what ethnicity, race, creed, color, or whatever it is. We got bad people everywhere. Okay? I'm going to just start with that. The point is, we are not talking about a female that's going out slutting. We're not talking about a female or a male that's out there and think that they're in a viable, healthy relationship. But when it comes to the point that female gets pregnant and the man goes and says, oh no, I'm gone, you're on your own. That is totally wrong. I don't care whatever. No. You can clap all you want. But the point that I'm making is she has a point. You have different people out here.
But you ain't never allowed.
I'm going to allow anything that you want. But what I'm saying is we talk about a decent woman versus some women out here that's out here to just use and abuse. Your point.
Okay. Let me say this real quick.
I'll only take a second. This is my opinion on this. I understand, Romar, what you're saying, it takes two, but guess what? That man knows going in that he's taking a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, but hold on, Mark.
And my attitude about that is this, and that includes me. You ask the question, hey, are you, and this is just my thing, if I'm going to be sexually involved with a woman, hey, are you on anything, what's going on, what's happening, you have those discussions. And if the woman tells you she ain't, but you proceed to go without protecting yourself, well, hey, Lord help you. It ain't because she already done forewarned you. And it can't be that thing where you can't do nothing, she ain't gonna let you do. No, because guess what? Maybe that can happen once. But when you got 5 and 6 kids out here with the same thing, there ain't no way in the world that keeps happening. And it ain't the responsibility of that man.
Well, let me see.
Because, I mean, I get what you're saying. Because guess what? We see this happening to these NBA NFL dudes every month.
Yeah, but see, I'm about to get back to this thing about WB with this decent female. Because, see, you can still be a decent female, and the man could be decent, too. And a decent female tell that man, I don't want you to have nothing to do with your child.
Well, see, that's a whole different scenario.
Yeah, no, but I'm just telling you, you're talking about how a decent female will get used by a man, but a decent man will do the same, a decent man will get used by a female the same way.
Romar, I agree with you because guess what? I feel like I've been that decent man at one point in my life. I understand that. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is this. When you know, especially in the line of work I do, I'll have a staff of workers come in. Well, it used to be in California. I really haven't seen that here in Texas. But anyway, and then I get a few brothers starting, even Hispanic guys starting, hey, you got some new workers in your department, cool. They end up being good workers. They do for about the first 2 weeks.
And
then
what?
Then that third week coming, dude, I remember a dude came to me and told me straight out, hey, man, look, I did all that work, did all that overtime. My check was $11.
But see, Mark, that ain't your fault. He shouldn't have all them kids.
That's the point I'm making, is that.
But I also will say, some decent females that will go out here and put you on child support out of spite.
No, then it's not a decent female.
What you mean that ain't a decent female?
That's exactly what I just said. If you are decent, you don't do things out of spite. Those are two contradictory things, Romar.
I'll put it to you like this. My youngest daughter is 24. I remember her mom knew how I took care of her. In the beginning, she was going to try that. But see, I kept records of everything I did. I know, like yesterday, I picked my daughter up on a Friday, can't have her till Monday every week. But the one thing I did, when I would pick her up from school, because I didn't pay for a daycare, I would take her to McDonald's every Friday. I would take her to Del Taco every Monday morning on the way to school. I did that because when we went to the judge, and I pulled out my file and I said, he said, oh, y'all do a lot of McDonald's and El Taco. I said, no, look, not only do I want to make sure she got a little snack when she got off, but I want to make sure you see the record that I have her.
But you know what the judge is saying?
No, you know what the judge said. And my daughter's mom was a state officer. The judge told her straight out, ma'am, it can work one of two ways. If he ends up keeping her one more hour longer than what he's supposed to, you owe him.
But I'm saying,
certain amount of money. And he told her, because on the back end of that, guess what he owes you? A month.
But he
said,
what?
He said $12.
Oh, wow.
I said, I know it ain't no way in hell $12 is taking care of no child, but since you wanted to go there, 21 record, that's what it's going to be.
But see, now, Bob, you got some females out here.
I took care of my daughter tremendously. William had been to my youngest daughter, went to Cal State Dominguez. I did my job. The point is, yeah, she called herself being slick. And the reason why I understand what you're saying is because she had two children prior to my daughter. And she didn't press the issue with their dad. And he didn't do a damn thing.
And see, that's the thing. Because
that's willing to do what they're supposed to do, now you want to try to stick it to them.
Yeah, you got caught with all the anger from the prior two fathers.
But see, at the end of the day, the biggest victim is the child.
Yeah, and see?
Because see, the child either, and I can say, I know this too, I'm glad I didn't do this because I love the hell out of my daughter, but it could have been a scenario where I was so mad that I could have been like the hell with it and went on about my business and had to pay what I had to.
Hey, see, Mark?
And that's what a lot of men end up doing because they're like, well, you know what, you're going to do me like this. And, you know, the only thing I would say about that when it comes to paying support and some of the amount of money I've seen where they make some of these athletes pay.
Hey, look, I got caught. I had two kids prior to my son that I know that is mine. Okay. And if it wasn't for this woman doing what she was doing out here to get, so it came to a point where CPS and got involved and I had to take blood tests. If I didn't take these blood tests and she did what she did, I would have thought that her first two sons were mine.
Oh, wow.
But DNA said that they weren't.
And
she was decent. But guess what she was doing? She played decent with me and was sleeping around with somebody else.
Well, you know, I don't see how you can conflate the two things.
Because because you deal with somebody representative before you deal with them.
But you and I can probably attest to this one more. Well, I can say, Roma, you probably could too, on this one. See, a lot of times when it comes down to that, where you are, when they start running to the system, like Sonya said, hey, if you ain't been doing nothing, what is she supposed to do? Yeah. But then on the flip side of that, you can also have a situation where, like you say, you're doing what you're supposed to. You're doing everything you're supposed to do, picking up the child, do whatever. But then you can get that outside influence that can kick in, and sometimes it could be a disgruntled mama's mama.
Yeah,
that will come. That will come in with, well, girl, if I was you, this is what you need to do. And I mean, so when you start getting them outside lawyers coming in, them street lawyers start telling you stuff, it can mess up both sides of it. And because then, we get the men to get to say, well, man, is she gonna do that? To hell with it. I wouldn't give her nothing. Just wait till let the system catch it then. Right. And on the back end of it, you got the disgruntled moms and aunts and whoever else say, girl, he got a good job.
Well, hold on.
That
mirror,
we're not
check this out, though,
him up.
Hold on. Let me say something.
It can work both ways.
Okay. Sonya.
Okay. I want to say a few things. First and foremost, I did give a very small, generalized version of my story. My son's father, since he has been put on child support and he has grown as a person, because that's that potential that I saw that I did not wait for and I do not want. Let's get that clear. He has grown to be a better dad. Okay? And he knows now. He did not know then. He thought I was that bitter baby mama that wanted his money. He knows now it was not that. It was the going 50-50 on a baby. Because even though I have to be there 24/7, he doesn't. But on a certain point, he has to help with the raising of this child, whether it is financially or in person.
And I understand that.
So I want to say that first. I don't want anybody to think I'm bashing my son's father. We have a good parenthood relationship right now, period. Okay, but people do, it took, my child is 16, it has taken a lot of that time for him to realize that I was not that bitter baby mama, because the conversation was not honestly had when that happened. Right. So it looked like, oh, you just want me for my money, that's all you want, since I'm not in a relationship with you. That is not the case anymore. Right. I mean, that never was the case, excuse me. That never was the case. Once it was over, it was over, finally.
Right.
So,
you know, yeah, and Sonya, if you have any more to chime in on that, and I thank you for that, and thank you for clarifying that, because that's my point exactly. You've got women out here that's not vindictive. They are thinking about the wealth of their child. That's it. And if you and I say I have a female and we are together and we are only together up until the point where she gets pregnant, then all of a sudden I say adios. That's not right. On the other hand, you have women that will say, yes, we were together, and this baby is yours. But they come find out in your case, Romar.
No.
Hold on. Where it was, she was proven wrong. We're talking about two different types of people.
WB. I mean, but I'm just saying, you say it like you said. You talking about, you say decent female.
Is that decent? If she's claiming you're the only one.
Hold on.
No, hear me out. Roma. I want you to come back. Please
can I have
listen.
My strawberry lemonade, please.
Right here?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, cool. All right. But anyway.
See, I just changed that subject to come.
Okay.
The only thing I can say on that, no, I'm just be honest. Sonya, I respect everything you said because I've seen it. I've got sisters. I have a niece who went through it. Two nieces, actually three, that's went through it. I understand what you're saying. I respect everything you said, because in my opinion, if it's like this. It's, I always felt that two people should be able to work the situation out without going in anybody. And if you got a responsible person, that's the way it should be.
That's right.
If unfortunately it can happen on, like I said, it can happen on both ends, because you get some brothers out there that aren't responsible and ain't trying to be responsible. And then you got scenarios where people are looking at situations for survival and how they ain't got to go to work. And I mean, I can say that just from, like I said, when I was in the military station in Long Beach, I never seen so many women on the county in my life. I mean, it was the norm for that to be the circumstance. So I truly understand. I just got one question for WB. You went that topic that you was going to bring up 30 minutes ago.
Thank you. that cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for this one right here. Okay. So you guys kick back. And I just wanted to go through a maybe 90-second dialogue here. Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. I used to be a huge fan of his. And before he was with ESPN.
He was a sideline reporter.
And I remember seeing him at the Bonaventure Hotel, famous Bonaventure Hotel in Los Angeles.
Downtown.
And I said, and I was with my date, and I said, I know that guy. He's on, but I don't know his name. And the only reason why I didn't walk up to him and introduce myself, because I didn't have his name in my head, and I was driving a brand new Infiniti, and he was looking over his bodyguard or whoever was with him was looking over at me. I'm looking at him, and I regret that I didn't walk over and introduce myself. I wasn't in radio right then at that time. I was in my financial, doing my financial business, you know. Okay. Hey, check this out. StudioWBuzz.com. Drop me a comment. If you need financial advice, you can do that. Leave it on my email. That's William@StudioWBuzz.com. William@StudioWBuzz.com. We also have a show that airs on every Wednesday, and that's at 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 1 p.m. on the East, and that is F. James, Tax Services, and investment strategies. But anyway, getting back to Stephen A. Recently, he was on the Sean Hannity broadcast on Fox News. And this shocked the hell out of me. He came on and said that blacks are migrating to Trump because blacks can relate to Trump because of, you know, us being discriminated against in so many words.
Hold it.
Being locked up in prison, you know. And he was saying that blacks can relate to Trump on those bases. Now, keep in mind, you take a black person that has one charge of what a felony, something felonious, right? Whether it's drugs, alcohol, abuse, fighting, shooting, whatever it is. One charge. He's trying to say a man that has four charges, 88, four indictments, 88 charges. A billionaire who's never worked a day in his life, who discriminated against black people. Corbett,
I can't say that.
No,
he started more. What you don't know why he was president? He worked with Martin Luther King Jr. and a lot of people, deporting a lot of black people that were incarcerated on wrongful convicted charges.
You know, you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Stop.
No, I'm not.
Let me, Donald Trump. No, let me finish. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. Guess what? I know what I know.
Me too.
No, you don't. Let me tell you why. Back in the 70s, do you know that him and his dad was convicted of discriminating against black people and denied them housing in New York City? Did you know that? Oh, that's okay with you? No, let me move on.
Anybody that own any property, black or white, can deny who they want because it's...
Boom! Are you serious right now?
Okay, here's the thing. You won't be a property owner very long. They play it off a little different. I understand what you're saying, Romar, but you can't come out and blatantly say, I can deny whoever I want the right to move. You can't do that.
We do it every day to each other.
Romar, he was convicted. Do you know what convicted means?
Yes.
Yeah. You mean
guilty?
No. That means convicted of discrimination. That's what that means.
It's no different than what we do.
They were so arrogant with it. They got caught. It happens every day.
We understand that, Roma. Let's get down to the gist of what I'm trying to say here. Black people are relating to Donald Trump. Because
he ain't doing nothing no different than what we already do to ourselves.
That's a lie.
That's why they relate.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie, Romar.
So you telling me everything that Martin Luther King and Malcolm X died for is what we get today from black people? Because we are our own worst enemy.
No, we are not. I'm going to tell you, our own worst enemy is racism. Racism, systemic racism, and I can prove what I'm talking about, okay? Now, you're great on sports, but you're out of your wheelhouse here right now, here, brother, if you want to debate me on this, because I know what I'm talking about, because I grew up way before you were born, and I've seen the system. I know the system. I know how the game is played. Understand me. This man says, I will never have a black man counting my books. I want a person wearing a yarmulke, okay? Because I do not trust black people to count my books. They're lazy. They're shiftless. He's the same guy that wanted to indict the Central Park Five. The Central Park Five, who did not commit a crime against a white woman for rape or whatever it was in Central Park, even after they were exonerated, he went on and still pushed the issue. He's the same one that said Obama was not a legal president because he did not show his birth certificate. Okay? He's the same one. They say, hey, look at my little black, my little African-American over here. All right? Are you serious right now?
When it comes to Stephen A., and for Stephen A. to make that comment, let me put it to you like this. I got to be careful how I choose my words, because as much as we know the sports, my degree was in history, and going into my master's is an emphasis on African American studies. And the one thing that you are correct with, my father fought for, my grandmother's fought for, was for us to have equal rights. And a lot of things that this man has said has been so contradictory, and to the point where Stephen A. can say that. Unfortunately, to some point, William, believe it or not, the validity to it is that the validity part, and I'm with you on this, but the validity part to it is this. Right now, we are so frustrated with the way the economy is going that when Biden got put into office, everybody was looking for that certain change. And what people didn't realize, and I've said this when Trump won his election, is that you had a lot of people on the outside telling you, oh, man, I'm voting for Hillary. Ain't no doubt about it, I'm going for it. Then when they got behind those closed curtains, it was a whole different deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot of our people right now, low-key, under the radar, that believe it or not, because they think the economy situation will change, people will be able to do it. Financially, they felt like when he was in there, hey, we was booming.
Exactly.
That a lot of them are going to say on the outside, oh, I ain't going for him. Let him get behind that curtain.
Right.
The only difference with Stephen A. is he's on a platform to where his words carry.
They do, Mark. I'm going to let you continue. But let me share something with you. People talk about the economy right now. They talk about inflation. They talk about prices. But you have to understand, from administration to administration, things don't stop because one administration stopped. Let me finish. Things continue. Let me just share something and enlighten the world right now. When President Obama took over the White House, this economy was in shambles. George Bush had destroyed the economy, the housing market, the stock market, because guess what? Don't play with me. This is my wheelhouse right here. Okay? The economy, okay? All right? And everything, it was in shambles. Obama had to move a whole bunch of crap out of the doorstep before he could make things better. But let me tell you something. Mitch McConnell, see, you guys have to understand.
He's disrupted a whole lot of stuff.
That's right. There are three branches of government. There are three.
The judiciary, the legislative, and the executive.
That's right. And we're talking about the presidency, we're talking about Congress, we're talking about the Senate.
The Senate.
Okay? And guess what? The laws are passed by the Congress and approved by the Senate. Mitch McConnell, if it doesn't get passed by the Senate, nothing happens.
Well, here's the thing. You gotta remember, but William, you gotta remember this. And please, this is in no way, shape, or form taken away from what I thought was a tremendous presidency. At the time when Obama ran for president, William, you might have been able to damn near run and win that election. And I say that because we wanted this dude out. This dude had messed up this country so bad that we was looking for any glimmer of hope to get out of what we was in with Bush.
Hold on. Let me ask you this question, though. You know what's so crazy? How you talk about Trump? How bad you talk about Trump?
Uh-huh.
But the person that you got in the seat as president right now?
Right. Is doing a better job than this clown had ever done? Are you talking about Trump?
Be quiet, WB.
Let me finish. If that's your candidate, vote for him.
Let me finish.
And until you have some will be. No. Somebody will say that you are less than nothing.
Did you hear me?
Vote for him.
I said the person that you got in the seat as president right
That's
now,
right. Doing a better job.
You ain't even let me finish what I was saying. You say he's doing a better job. But guess what he did when he was in the Senate? He won the three strike law to make the black father action in the world.
Well, guess what?
Yeah. Talk about that one.
Well, guess what? How long ago was that? You know, 50 years ago? Hey, this is 2024, in case you haven't caught up.
Hold on, but Biden destroyed the black family by passing
it. Bullshit. He wasn't the only one. Guess what? You have 100 people in Senate. He is one to vote.
Understanding Biden wrote the bill and got passed.
I will say this, and William, you and I can, I'm pretty sure we're going to agree on this. I will say this. I'll be straight up. I'm not a fan of Kamala Harris at all. because of what she did to the black male in California was unbelievable. I mean, if a young black guy caught with a joint, he was looking, he was doing 5 years. And she was the one that enforced this as the attorney general. And so she does not have a huge following in the state of California among, I don't know where else, but among African Americans. I know for a fact she does.
And Mark, you know what? I'm not going to disagree with that.
I mean, now on this part here with Stephen A, and this is the problem I have with.
Ooh, let's get back to Stephen A.
This is what bothers me with Stephen A. He has a platform that we don't have, and which his word carries.
Yes, they do.
And see, I don't want him speaking for me. But what he is saying to some point is the truth, because you got a lot of blacks that underneath all that rubble, they are going to vote for this dude when the election come up if he's able to run. He's not lying about that. It's the fact. The problem
with this administration.
Can I tell you why my opinion is to why? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you why I think they will. Because right now, people are so frustrated with this economy that they like, hey, I wasn't going through this 4 or 5 years ago. What's going on? I mean, okay. You get a home. I mean, now, William, you probably know this better than me, but when I came here to Texas, I got my home. My interest rate was 2.9%.
Uh-huh.
The interest rate on a home right now is close to 8%.
Okay.
The average person, I'm just saying at this point, I've got a lot of coworkers who came in and said, man, I got to sell. I'm looking around my neighborhood. Everybody's got for sale signs. I said, is something I need to know? And a lot of them are like, hey, they got the adjustable interest rate. They can't afford. One guy I know, he said my house payment went from $2,700 to $4,400 a month.
Mm.
That's what, man, you should be living in the White House. I mean, I ain't paying that.
No, hey, I'm serious about that.
I mean, that's the part what I think.
Right.
That's the part. But for me, Stephen A., I knew you was going to bring that up because I saw. Here's the other thing with him that really bothered me this week. Everybody knows O.J. Simpson passed away.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened in that situation, whether he did. But all I know is he was not convicted. I understand all the frustration the families went through. I understand the whole thing. I understand it, to be honest with you, until O.J. was looking at his life being taken away, he didn't really collaborate with his own people that much. So we stuck behind him. And the comments that Stephen A. made when it came to his brother's death really, really threw me off.
I don't know what his comments
were. Because his basic thing was, in his opinion, they should have thrown him underneath the jail. Well, my argument about that is, well, okay, if that's the way you feel, then how come nobody sits on here and talks about how when Rodney King got beat out there in Ventura County, no, he got beat in L.A. County, they purposely moved the trial to Ventura County so that they knew that was a more conservative county. They did everything they could to get this man, to get these cops off, which they did. Which resulted into the riots, which was ignorant because the only places that got affected was the ones where blacks and Mexicans live. Hollywood and Beverly Hills didn't suffer any damage. But the point is, nobody sat up here and for the next 30 years talked about how those cops should be paying for the rest of their lives.
Very true.
Or you got the circumstance where if this was reversed and if that woman OJ had been married to was black, but we would have still had the same significance. Hell no. It was one of those things where I felt like this. Horrible thing that happened. Nobody deserves this. Nobody deserved to die that way.
Nobody.
But you mean for one time in history, we actually got a victory.
Yeah.
But on the back end of it, we still got to pay for it because guess what? After that happened, anybody that got any kind of domestic call, they could say, you cough wrong. The cops was at the door. And when Stephen A. sat and said that on there, but then yet I remember about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when that guy for the Seattle Seahawks beat the hell out of that black girl, that white offensive lineman.
Never heard from him again.
Never heard anything. Never heard a word. When they talk about that kicker for the Giants, was it Feeble, whoever it was, beat up on his wife. Yeah, we ain't hear all that. But when it's Ray Rice, it was all, it was top of the news for a month.
If it's Greg Hardy.
But see, when you got a platform like that, hey, man, how can I put it? Stick to what you specialize in. I'm not saying the brother don't know politics. I don't know him.
But I'm just saying, like, sometimes with things that go on, we are our own worst enemy in situations.
Well, I'll put it to you like this, because we don't support each other. And there's a lot of times where, again, in the case of OJ, I don't know what happened. I know I watch that trial every day.
All right, Mark, let's think about outside of the box, outside of OJ. Think about a lot of the situations that we as black men knew better, and especially being a professional athlete.
Well, okay, let's look at Tiger Woods.
I mean, now Tiger knew he shouldn't have been doing that.
Okay, well, I'm just going by what you just said. That's a perfect example. Yeah. But why did he have to go and have a press conference and all that to apologize to everybody?
Because
same thing.
Because we at the top.
Oh, the same thing with Kobe.
We the superior race.
William was out in L.A. When that thing with Kobe went down. I mean, it was breaking news when he gave his press conference. But you want to know what's weird about it? The baseball player for the Giants.
Oh.
And he's a white guy, and I'm siding with him. Trevor Bauer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
He gets suspended because the lady said he did this and this. And they got all the proof in the world that this woman was consensual to everything.
Yeah.
But now I think the Dodgers still got power. Forget how it works.
No, he played for he with another team.
Well, no, he in Mexico right now.
I thought the Red Sox.
But here's the kicker to this. The woman just got convicted of fraud this week.
Oh, wow.
But see, how can I put it? You notice, ain't nothing really big came up out of it. It's been kept pretty quiet. Ain't nobody saying nothing about it. Mm-hmm. But see, when that happens on the reverse end of it, then they try to find an answer. Oh, she was only, if it would have been, let's say, Ray Rice. Oh, well, she was only convicted of fraud because he wouldn't continue. He wouldn't do what he was supposed to. I mean, they're going to come up with something.
I mean, I understand. Everything. I understand that.
Anything.
I can understand that because, yeah, at the end of the day, America going to always make us look like we the bad guy.
And so, in the case of Stephen A., that's one time where if that's really why he thought, he should have kept it to himself.
You know, everybody
is allowed their own opinion.
Yeah, but you don't go in there and do what he did on that show.
He does not. No, absolutely. Matter of fact, he's a troll for Trump. This is what Stephen A. is.
Because if you ask me my low-key opinion, as much as I like Stephen A., I think he's a Trump supporter.
You know what, Mark? I believe that, too. Because guess what? Let somebody finish. Well, I think you've spoken a whole lot throughout the last 2 hours and 45 minutes. So can somebody else have a chance here?
Honestly,
what I'm saying to you, Mark, that's the conclusion I came to, and Sonya, you have something to say, too. That's the conclusion that I came up with. I said, wait a minute, hold it. Because number one, the first giveaway, he came on the Sean Hannity show on Fox.
I'm surprised ESPN allowed him to do that. But
and he also said him and Sean Hannity were friends.
Well, that answers your question, correct?
Exactly. And so if you notice how he came at this whole situation, he said, yeah, black people can relate to Trump. What average black person you know that's a billionaire? He's a billionaire that discriminated throughout his history.
Well, the only black that I think could probably relate to him is Clarence Thomas, and that's because he had pure Tom, but go ahead on.
Absolutely. This is my point.
Well, I forgot about him, but he I don't even know how they allowed him to even talk, but go ahead on.
You know what? And so, to me,
What Stephen A. did was an abomination, and it was a personal insult to every black American out here that has been discriminated against unjustly, in jail unjustly, okay? Because day after day, you find black people that came out of prison because, guess what? They didn't do it. They didn't do it.
Well,
you
they didn't
got
have
a
man,
you got, you got them, I forgot where it was. Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama, one of them crazy states there, that has done 25 years for allegedly stealing a pair of hedge clippers. And you got this guy out here, and any black person that votes for Donald J. Trump is a damn fool. He doesn't give a damn about you. He doesn't give a damn about anybody. Romar, if you want to vote for him, that's your business,
see,
bro.
You know, but the thing is...
Ain't no thing is
no,
when it comes to this clown.
The thing is, how many presidents can you really say gave a damn about us anyway?
How many presidents do you know has more indictments? How many presidents do you know?
Answer the question, that ain't what I asked you. I don't care about his four indictments. Answer
you
the question about how many of these presidents gave a damn about us as a black race anyway.
Well, I
can't. Answer the question.
Barack Obama.
You sure?
Absolutely.
What he did? Give us Obamacare and you got to pay for that.
No, and guess what? You're supposed to pay for medicine. Are you serious? Hold on. Let me tell you. Brother, don't go there, because I'm going to tell you something right now. President Obama is going to go down as one of the greatest presidents ever. And I'm going to tell you why. He came in, and you have to, and Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, don't stop me, the leader of the Senate says, we don't care whatever this man proposes.
We're going to make sure we reject it.
Even if it's in the best interest of the country, we're going to shoot it down.
Okay, hold on.
Let that resonate, Romar. You're not listening. You are not listening. You're not listening.
I can't speak.
Do you understand? Because, again, let me reiterate. There are three branches of government. You got the president, you got the Congress, you got the Senate. And the Congress and Senate don't pass the bills. I don't care how good you are.
Mitch McConnell made it a point. See, this is the whole thing when it came to Obama. You know what? I don't think this country realized to the next morning when they woke up that, damn, we actually elected a black president. And I think after that, and when they realized he was going to win the presidency, Mitch McConnell said, well, we're going to make this the worst first 4 years he'd ever want to encounter.
That's
because
right.
It was going to take him 4 years just to clean up the BS that Bush had left.
That's exactly
so his first
right.
His first 4 years to me didn't even
Are
count because it took him 4 years just to dig us out of what the hell he was into. And then when he finally got us dug out of that, everything that he proposed, the Republicans rejected.
That's exactly
because,
right.
Because they ran the Senate, they ran the House. So guess what? No matter what he tried to do, it was going to not happen because they purposely did it.
That's exactly right. And miraculously, he got, and people call it Obamacare. And I'm going to tell you, let me give you an example. Hold on. Now you want to talk, you don't want to listen. Okay, no, you ain't done. No, hold on. I'm going to give you a prime example. You poll a bunch of people, especially white people, and you ask them, what do you think about Obamacare? And then you ask them, say, okay, what do you think about the Affordable Care Act? They say, yay! It's the same thing. The Affordable Care Act and Obamacare is the exact same thing. But that just tells me that you do not like the person that proposed it, but you like the legislation that went through. You have to understand something. Come on, man.
Not only that, but you want to know something, or at least in California, I haven't seen it out here, but I know you saw it a lot in San Bernardino, William. Every other corner, they had little booths up where you could get a phone.
That's right. Free phone.
Yeah, the Obama phone, which they called it, et cetera, et cetera. Prior to that, none of that existed. Mm-hmm. He made it where the health care, he made it where even having some kind of sense of being able to have normalcy of communicating was possible. He went got Osama bin Laden, who was worried about getting. He did some phenomenal things, and I'll never forget the night he came and made the announcement. He made the announcement that they got
Bin Laden. Put your headphones on.
Yeah, let's get into that. Obama.
And when he got Bin Laden, you see how he when he walked away, you see how that walk Obama walked with that little bit of swag to him.
Yeah. So y'all asked me this one.
And basically, you know what he was saying when he turned around and walked away? All you Mitch McConnells, all you haters, just this.
That's right.
But I'm just saying, you know, it's crazy that the community has better rights than us.
I have no idea what you're saying.
The community.
Okay.
What community, when I say community, got, they are well more protected than us because of Obama.
What you're saying makes absolutely. No.